Hey, it's Sam Alai here, founder of My Legal Academy, where we help lawyers scale and automate their law firms so they could sign up more clients and reclaim their precious time. If you're looking to grow your practice while working less, click the link in the show notes to book a free call to discover a radically different way to grow your law firm. Enjoy the episode. What if there was an assortment of custom ChatGPT GPT agents that were custom made to help law firm owners and lawyers run, grow, scale, and automate their law firm? Well, in today's episode, you're in for a treat. The best ChatGPT GPTs for lawyers. First of all, what are custom GPTs? Custom GPTs were introduced by OpenAI on November 6, 2023, so it's been a while. And that was part of OpenAI's enhancements to allow regular people to be able to create their own custom AI agents, aka GPTs, with your own set of instructions, functionalities, or even integrations to be able to meet unique needs. And when I heard about this, light bulbs went off, because over the last 10 years, I've been sitting on hundreds and hundreds of different resources that I've built for myself, and also I've shared with law firm owners over the years, that I knew that I could turn into custom AI agents that could help lawyers run their law firm. So the first day this was announced, I went in and created as many custom GPTs as I could. And now I built over 32 custom GPTs that are specifically made for lawyers and law firm owners. There's 18 GPTs made for marketing and client acquisition, 3 that are made for website development and content development, 2 to maximize productivity, 5 for legal research and contracts, and 4 for business strategies and niche finding. And over the last 6 months, members of My Legal Academy have been using these GPTs to be able to grow their practice by an assortment of different solutions these GPTs provide. What are these solutions? Well, let AI explain it to you. So let's tune in and hear what these GPTs can do. And if you want access to these are all shared inside of My Legal Academy, set of our program. So all you have to do is go to book a call at mylegalacademy.com. And this is just one of many ways that we're implementing AI into our practices. And these are really game changers. Enjoy the episode.
Ever wish you had like an extra set of hands at your firm?
Yeah.
You know, someone to handle the marketing or draft those contracts or maybe even come up with a catchy title for your next webinar.
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving into the world of AI-powered assistants that can do just that. We're talking custom GPT agents.
Right.
Designed specifically for lawyers.
Interesting.
And how they're already kind of changing the game.
Yeah.
It's fascinating stuff. We're going to be focusing on the work of Sam Alai and his company, My Legal Academy.
Mm-hmm.
He's developed a whole suite of these GPT agents, mm-hmm. all geared towards helping lawyers, like get you grow your practice,
yeah.
streamline your operations, and maybe even reclaim a few hours in your week.
That sounds great.
But before we get into the specifics,
okay.
can you give us a little background on GPTs themselves?
Sure.
For those of us who might not be totally tech savvy, what exactly are they?
Right.
And how do they work?
Well, GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a type of artificial intelligence that uses a massive amount of data to learn patterns in language.
Okay.
Think of it like a superpowered version of the autocomplete you see when you're typing an email or searching on Google.
Yeah.
But instead of just suggesting the next word, GPTs can generate entire paragraphs, documents, even code.
Okay, so they're trained on huge data sets of text.
Right.
And they can use that training to create new content.
Exactly.
But how does that actually translate to helping lawyers?
Sure.
Can you give us like a real world example?
Absolutely. Let's say you're a personal injury lawyer.
Okay.
And you're struggling to attract new clients.
Yeah.
One of the GPTs Sam Alai created is called the Law Firm Marketing Campaign Builder.
Okay.
This tool can actually analyze successful marketing campaigns in your area.
Interesting.
Identify potential client demographics
mm-hmm.
and suggest targeted strategies.
Okay.
For example, it might notice a recent spike in bike accidents near a new construction zone.
Oh, wow.
And recommend targeting cyclists with ads emphasizing the dangers in that area.
So it's not just about creating like generic content.
Right.
It's about tailoring the message to a specific audience.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing it goes beyond just identifying the target audience.
Yeah.
It probably helps with the actual content creation
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, you got it. This particular GPT can draft ad copy, suggest visuals,
wow,
and even help you plan out the entire campaign timeline.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, can AI-generated content really capture the unique voice and personality of a law firm? I mean, we're not just robots churning out legal documents.
Yeah, right.
We build relationships with our clients.
Yeah.
And part of that is conveying our own unique style and approach.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And it's something that Sam Elias has definitely taken into consideration.
Okay.
These GPTs are designed to be customizable.
Okay.
You can input your own firm's branding guidelines,
uh-huh,
preferred tone of voice,
mm-hmm,
even specific legal jargon you want to use.
Uh-huh.
So the content it generates will reflect your firm's personality,
mm-hmm,
not some generic legal speak.
So in a way, you're training the AI to sound like you.
Exactly.
It's like having a ghostwriter who perfectly understands your style.
Right.
And can create content that's consistent with your brand.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of lawyers who struggle with marketing.
Sure.
So this could be a huge time saver for them.
Yeah.
But what about other areas of a law firm?
Right.
Where else are these GPTs making an impact?
Well, another area where they're proving incredibly valuable,
okay,
is in client intake and communication.
Okay.
Think about all the time you spend answering the same basic questions from potential clients.
Yeah.
Scheduling consultations.
Warm.
And gathering initial information.
Oh, I know that feeling all too well.
Yeah.
It can feel like you're constantly repeating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away from time you could be spending on more important tasks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where GPTs can step in and streamline the entire process.
Interesting.
For example, there's a GPT specifically designed to handle frequently asked questions on your website.
Okay.
It can provide instant, accurate answers to common queries,
mm,
saving you and your staff countless hours.
Right.
And it can even qualify leads,
okay,
by asking potential clients a series of questions.
Oh, wow.
To determine if their case is a good fit for your firm.
So it's not just answering questions, it's actually helping to filter out the cases that might not be a good match.
Exactly.
That could be huge for lawyers who are already stretched thin.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how does that work in practice?
Sure.
Do clients even realize they're interacting with an AI?
It depends on how you choose to implement it.
Okay.
Some firms are very transparent about using AI for these initial interactions.
Okay.
Others prefer to integrate it more seamlessly into their existing systems. But what's interesting is that studies have shown that many people actually prefer interacting with AI for these types of routine tasks.
Oh, wow.
They find it faster, more efficient.
Right.
And less intimidating than having to talk to a real person on the phone.
That makes sense. Sometimes it's easier to be upfront with a chatbot than to stumble through a conversation with a human.
Right.
And if it can save everyone time and hassle, that's a win-win.
Exactly.
So we've talked about marketing and client intake.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing these GPTs go even deeper than that.
Right.
What about the actual legal work itself?
You're right.
Yeah.
We're just scratching the surface here. There are GPTs designed to assist with legal research, contract drafting,
yeah,
even writing motions and demand letters.
Wow.
But before we dive into those, let's get back to those after a quick break. Let's come back to explore those aspects in more detail.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get back to those GPTs that can handle the heavy lifting of legal work.
Right.
Legal research, as you know, can be a black hole of time.
Oh, tell me about it.
But imagine having a GPT that not only scours databases for relevant case law, but also analyzes the nuances of each case.
Wow.
And potentially predicts outcomes.
You're talking about the case law research assistant, right?
Yes.
That's the one that really caught my eye when I was first looking into this.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't spent hours going down rabbit holes of legal citations only to come up empty-handed?
Right.
If this tool can actually make legal research more efficient and accurate,
mm-hmm,
that's a game changer.
It is. Think of it as having like a super-powered paralegal at your disposal.
Okay.
It can sift through mountains of legal documents in seconds.
Wow.
Pulling out the most relevant information and presenting it in a clear, concise way.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's constantly learning and updating its knowledge base, you can be confident that you're getting the most up-to-date information available.
That's incredible. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the power of AI, right? It
yeah.
can process information at a speed and scale that humans just can't match.
Exactly.
And speaking of efficiency.
Yeah.
We can't forget the time sink that is contract drafting.
Yeah.
I know a lot of lawyers who just dread that part of the job.
I know.
Is there a GPP for that too?
Of course. There's one specifically for contract drafting.
Okay.
It can generate initial drafts based on your input, ensuring all the necessary clauses and legal language are included.
Right.
And it can even flag potential issues or inconsistencies, saving you from costly mistakes down the line.
I remember when I was a junior associate.
Yeah.
I spent hours poring over contract templates, right, trying to make sure I hadn't missed anything.
Yeah.
A tool like this would have been a lifesaver.
For sure.
But what about the more creative aspects of legal work, like crafting persuasive arguments?
Or anticipating the other side's strategy. Can AI really help with that?
You might be surprised. There are GPTs designed to assist with motion drafting.
Wow.
And even demand letter writing.
Okay.
They can analyze case precedents, identify relevant arguments.
Interesting.
And suggest persuasive language that's tailored to your specific case.
I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
Part of being a good lawyer is about understanding the psychology of the courtroom.
Sure.
Knowing how to read the judge and jury.
Right.
And adapting your arguments accordingly.
Yeah.
Can an AI really replicate that kind of human intuition?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And to be clear, these GPTs aren't meant to replace the human element of lawyering.
Right.
They're tools to augment your skills and knowledge.
Okay.
Not to make decisions for you.
Gotcha.
Think of them as brainstorming partners.
Okay.
Helping you explore different angles and approaches that you might not have considered on your own.
Mm.
The final decision making.
Right.
The strategy, the art of persuasion that still rests with you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's about using AI to enhance your abilities.
Right.
Not to hand over control.
Exactly.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant
mm-hmm.
and a legal writing coach all rolled into one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
This all sounds very impressive.
Sure.
But where does my legal academy fit into all of this?
That's the key.
Okay.
All of these incredible GPTs are accessible through my legal academy.
Okay.
Sam Millay recognized that lawyers were facing a growing workload.
Yeah.
And increasingly complex legal challenges.
Right.
So he created this platform to empower lawyers with the tools they need to thrive in this new environment.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about having a community,
exactly,
a support system, and a resource hub for lawyers who are looking to embrace innovation and take their practice to the next level.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's why it's called an academy, right?
Yeah.
It's about more than just providing tools.
Mm.
It's about providing education and guidance.
Exactly. My Legal Academy offers training and resources to help lawyers understand how to use these GPTs effectively.
Okay.
How to integrate them into their existing workflows.
Right.
And how to address any ethical considerations that might arise.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
I know some lawyers are hesitant about using AI.
Yeah.
Worried that it might cross ethical lines or even potentially replace them altogether.
Right.
How does my legal academy address those concerns?
It's important to remember that these GPTs are tools.
Okay.
And like any tool, they can be used responsibly or irresponsibly.
Right.
My Legal Academy emphasizes the importance of ethical considerations.
Okay.
And provides guidance on how to use these tools in a way that benefits both lawyers and their clients.
Okay.
For example, they stress the importance of transparency, making sure clients are aware that AI is being used in some aspects of their case.
And what about the fear of being replaced by AI? I mean, if these tools can do so much of the heavy lifting.
Right.
It's natural to wonder if lawyers will even be needed in the future.
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
And it's one that's being debated throughout the legal profession.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
These GPTs are designed to augment human lawyers, not replace them.
Okay.
They can handle the routine tasks, the research, the document drafting.
Right.
Freeing up lawyers to focus on the things that require human judgment, creativity, and empathy.
So it's not about AI versus lawyers.
Right.
It's about AI empowering lawyers to be better, more efficient, and more effective.
Exactly.
It's about allowing lawyers to do what they do best.
Right.
Which is to provide strategic counsel advocate for their clients.
Yeah.
And navigate the complexities of the legal system.
Precisely. And that brings us to another really exciting aspect of my legal academy.
Okay.
Helping lawyers identify their niche and build a thriving practice.
So we've covered how these GPTs can handle everything from marketing to legal research and even contract drafting.
Right.
But now I'm really intrigued by this idea of niche finding.
Yeah.
I mean, law school teaches you the basics.
Sure.
But it doesn't necessarily prepare you for the business side of running a firm.
Right.
How can AI help lawyers figure out what they're truly passionate about and build a practice around that.
That's where tools like the Legal Niche Finder come in.
Okay.
This GPT analyzes market trends, identifies areas of high demand,
right,
and even takes into account your individual interests and skills to suggest niche areas that might be a good fit for you.
Interesting.
It's like having a career counselor who understands the intricacies of a legal market.
So instead of just following the crowd or going into whatever field seems most lucrative at the moment,
right,
you can actually use data and insights to identify areas where you can truly excel and make a real impact.
Exactly.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing My Legal Academy provides support beyond just identifying the niche right.
Yeah, absolutely. They have GPTs designed to help you launch and grow your practice once you've identified your niche.
Yes.
For example, the 30-day law firm launch plan provides a step-by-step roadmap for everything from setting up your business structure to creating a marketing strategy.
It's like having a blueprint for success tailored to your specific niche.
Exactly.
That would have been incredibly helpful when I was first starting out.
Yeah.
I remember feeling so overwhelmed with all the details.
Right.
From finding office space to setting up my website.
Mm.
Having a tool like this would make the entire process so much smoother.
It really would have.
And once you're up and running, My Legal Academy continues to provide support with GPTs for ongoing business management, client relationship management, and even staying ahead of industry trends. It's a comprehensive platform.
It is.
That's designed to help lawyers at every stage of their career.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not just for solo practitioners or small firms. It's for anyone who wants to leverage the power of AI to enhance their practice and achieve their goals. I have to say, I'm really impressed by what Sam Mali has created with My Legal Academy. It's clear that he understands the challenges lawyers face and is passionate about providing solutions.
He's definitely a visionary in this field. And I think My Legal Academy is at the forefront of a real paradigm shift in the legal profession. As AI technology continues to evolve, we can expect to see even more sophisticated and powerful tools emerge. But the key is to embrace this change and not be afraid to experiment.
Absolutely. The future of law is here, and it's powered by AI.
Yeah.
But it's not about replacing lawyers. It's about empowering them to be better, faster, and more effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's about freeing them from the mundane tasks so they can focus on the things that truly require their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a lawyer who's feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or just curious about how AI can transform your practice, I highly encourage you to check out My Legal Academy and explore the world of GPTs. It could be the best decision you ever make for your firm.
And remember, it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the community, the support system, and the resources that My Legal Academy provides. It's about being part of a movement that's shaping the future of law.
So what are you waiting for? Take the leap, embrace the power of AI, and watch your practice soar.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.